The Jackrabbits of SDSU and the Coyotes of USD are natural rivals, but in 2009, South Dakota State transitioned from Division II to Division I athletics. Last year, USD followed suit, and now both schools are in the same conference for football, and the rivalry is back. The USD Coyotes are coming off a rough first year in Division I football. In 2012, USD put together a 1-10 win and loss record. The positives? Five of those games were decided by one possession or less. A few plays separated the Coyotes from a 1-10 record to possibly going 6-5. USD football coach Joe Glenn says his team is prepared to compete and improve this season.
The spirit and the attitude, it all started after last season. I'm not going backwards. But from that point going forward, they have outworked any team I've ever been a part of. They have lifted and run and done anything they can within the rules, and they have given it their all. So now it's our point to get them to the game and get them healthy and ready to go, and that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Glenn says he is confident his team has what it takes to compete at a high level in a tough Missouri Valley football conference. He says their schedule for this upcoming season is not easy.
We're looking forward to the first game. And I think out of the teams that we play right now, eight of them are top-ranked in the top 25. It came out yesterday. So we're going to have to line them up and hit them one at a time and then just keep mowing them down. But you take them one at a time. You don't look past anybody.
Drew Ittings is a defensive lineman for the Coyotes who is entering his sophomore season. He says he works every day to make himself a vital part of the team's defense.
For me personally, it's a lot faster paced game, and I'm used to that more. And we've realized that the Missouri Valley Conference, this one, it is probably the toughest conference in the FCS. So we're just getting used to that, just learning a lot more and getting bigger and stronger and faster, I guess, just trying to compete with those guys.
The South Dakota State Jackrabbits had their best season in school history in 2012. They ended up with an 8-3 win-loss record and made the FCS Division I playoffs. The Jacks won a home playoff game over Thanksgiving weekend, which was the first D1 playoff win in team history. The next week, SDSU was eliminated at the Fargo Dome against North Dakota State, who went on to win its second straight national championship. This season, SDSU is looking to raise the bar another notch. SDSU coach John Stiegelmeyer says the team has a lot of tough games this season, including a trip to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers. Stiegelmeyer says he doesn't get caught up in the hype.
When we made the Division I move, one of the theories was, look where you get to play. We've never thought about that. We went to Thibodaux, Louisiana. Where the heck is Thibodaux, Louisiana? We didn't think, we play Nickel State down there, you know? And so we're going to Lincoln to play the Cornhuskers, and so much history and so much, you know, success and so on. But our deal is first play to last play, do everything you can to win the football game.
Another game gaining a lot of momentum to this year's SDSU schedule is a home game against defending champs NDSU and a road game against the University of South Dakota. Coach Stiegelmeyer says he is excited for both because they are rivalry games. He says the USD game is special because it's the first time SDSU has played at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion since 2003.
I can't wait, but I'm going to have to wait because it's a long ways away. But those are fun games. But the difference in South Dakota State and the University of South Dakota football now is that's not the highlight of the season. The highlight is every game, playing in some special places like Nebraska. But when you get to that game and you get those 3 days of preparation, that's a fun time. And I think last year it was a great environment here. I think some people have learned some stuff, and it'll be a great environment in Vermilion.
Zach Zenner is the all-conference running back for the Jackrabbits, who led the FCS last season in rushing yards. He says he is excited for the potential, but he doesn't want to get ahead of himself.
Well, in the Missouri Valley, no game's guarantee. I had a really good conference in high school, and I feel like obviously this is a totally different level. But in terms of the competition, it's very similar, how no game is a guarantee.
With both SDSU and USD rising with potential, it makes the Missouri Valley Football Conference that much more competitive. Mike Kern is the Associate Commissioner for the Missouri Valley Football Conference. He says the conference is following a path laid by history.
Missouri Valley Football Conference has been good from start to present. We've competed at a very high level, and now with the addition of our three Dakota schools, which happened in the last 5 years or so, we've kind of branched into another region, a little higher north for some of our other schools. But in terms of our competition and what we do on the football field, there is not a league that's better than ours.
Kern says the University of South Dakota may have struggled last season, but he expects them to bounce back soon.
With Joe at the helm, they're going to be really good. They're going to catch up to everybody else, and they're going to surpass a lot of people, and it won't take long.
Kern says good coaching can make or break teams. He says Coach John Stiegelmeyer with South Dakota State is one that can make a team very good.
John Stiegelmeyer is an excellent leader of football players, and man, he teaches them how to play football in the right way. They play it in a way that football should be played. And, you know, they like North Dakota State and the University of South Dakota have been excellent ambassadors for our conference, and certainly for the states of both North Dakota and South Dakota.
The University of South Dakota hosts South Dakota State on November 16th this fall at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. It's been 10 years since the Jackrabbits visited the campus of USD, and the hype is continuing to rise. Mike Kern with the Missouri Valley Football Conference says both teams are a vital part of making Division I football great. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I am Nate Weck.